Unit 4. Ensure quality education for all. Keywords. Learn by heart. Literacy. Digital literacy is an essential skill for us. Least developed. There are currently 46 least developed countries. Gender gap. Iceland has the smallest gender gap. Interaction. A role play. Keywords. Learn by heart. Illiterate. There are 780 million illiterate adults in the world. Two-thirds. Two-thirds of 100 is 66.67%.
Literacy rate in the world.
What are you doing, Katie?
I'm studying kanji. I have a test tomorrow.
That sounds tough. But I'm amazed that you can read and write hiragana, katakana, and kanji.
I have learned them since I was in elementary school in Australia.
Wow, that's why you can read and write so well. You know, there are many people who can't read and write in Pakistan. The literacy rate in Pakistan is about 60%.
Really? It is very low.
I heard Japan's literacy rate is almost 100%, but there are a lot of people who can't read or write in the world. Look at this figure.
The literacy rates in South Asian countries and African countries are low.
Right. The fact is, there are nearly 781 million illiterate people in the world. Did you know two-thirds of them are women? Reading. SDGs. More details of SDGs. Keywords. Learn by heart. Substantial. A substantial number of people live in poverty. Numeracy. These children have good numeracy skills. Target 4.6. By 2030, ensure that all youth and a substantial proportion of adults, both men and women, achieve literacy and numeracy. Indicator 4.6.1. Proportion of population in a given age group achieving at least a fixed level of proficiency in functional, A, literacy, and B, numeracy skills by sex. Target 5.1. End all forms of discrimination against all women and girls everywhere. Indicator 5.1.1. Whether or not legal frameworks are in place to promote, enforce, and monitor equality and non-discrimination on the basis of sex. Fact. Reading. Know the facts. Educational problems in Africa. In 2018, there were about 59 million children who couldn't go to elementary school in the world. Half of them were in sub-Saharan Africa. The literacy rate is 69% for boys and 55% for girls in sub-Saharan Africa. There are many reasons why African children can't go to school. Poverty prevents children from going to school. Children can't go to school because their families don't have enough money to pay tuition and buy books. Another cause is that there are few families that have access to clean water, so they have to bring water from a well or river. Their children sometimes have to carry water over 10 kilometers. They need to go back and forth to get water, so they don't have time to go to school and study. Also, there are not enough schools and teachers. Children have to go to schools which are far from their homes. On the way to school, there are chances that children get in trouble caused by conflicts and civil wars. School facilities are also in bad condition. There aren't enough classrooms. Teachers might not have enough knowledge and skills. The quality of education is a big problem. In Africa, the cycle of poverty has continued for generations. Many parents don't know the importance of education. There is also gender discrimination. Poor families tend to make only boys go to school. These factors cause the situation in which girls can't go to school.